There are new federal requirements designed to make it easier for soldiers serving overseas to cast their ballots. This could result in a larger number of votes not being counted until the middle of November. A consent decree from the U.S. Department of Justice requires the Government Accountability Board to track the number of absentee ballot requests from military voters this year. GAB Elections Division spokesman Nat Robinson says the state has also extended the deadline for receiving those ballots until 2 weeks after the election.
The consent decree puts both military and overseas voters on the same playing field, if you will, in terms of getting their votes in by November 19th, as long as they are postmarked by November 2nd.
So far, almost 4,000 ballots have been sent out to soldiers, but there's no tally on how many have been returned yet. It's impossible to predict which party would benefit from an increased military vote. UW-Madison military historian John Hall says until the last decade, members of the military did tend to support the Republicans.
The rock-solid Republican leanings of the military have eroded somewhat over the past 12 years, particularly among younger officers.
A recent survey conducted by the Military Times found that active duty troops identifying themselves as Republican dropped from 60% in 2004 to 40% this year, and the number calling themselves independent doubled to 32%. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.